Welcome to the Antioch Word, a podcast for the Antioch College community. I'm Rachel Isaacson, podcast co-host and current WYSO Miller Fellow. Today we'll hear another alumni interview conducted during the 2017 reunion. Second-year student Thomas Amrine spoke with Mary Mayshark from the class of 1967. Mary talks about what brought her to Antioch College and what she learned about freedom and responsibility in the classroom and on her experiences during co-op.
My name is Mary Mayshark Stavely. At Antioch, it was Mary Mayshark. I graduated in 1967. I was actually a transfer student, so I was... It's part of my story at Antioch. I can tell you the details when you're ready.
Well, yeah, where did you transfer from?
I was going to school at American University in Washington, D.C. I had started out to be a major in world politics and took my first few courses in political science and learned the world was not as I thought and fled to philosophy, I always say, and continued at Antioch as a philosophy major. I've decided after 2 years, which is another long story, but I decided that I didn't want to go back to American University and decided I wanted to go over abroad for a year. And I looked into Antioch's program, the AEA program, Antioch Education Abroad. It sounded fantastic. And I applied and had an interview with a wonderful woman, Gwen Gardner, in Washington, D.C., and was accepted. And so I had a phenomenal year. And when I went abroad, my first job was at a farm just outside Paris, a phenomenal family to work for and help them with the children in the house and also actually harvesting crops and then sorting them out and loading them in the big camion, the big truck, and went every night to the market in downtown Paris and then to study in Besançon to learn, finally, to really learn French. And there was always an Antioch representative that we would have very occasional meetings, but we were really on our own. And then at the end of the year, I had another Antioch job, which ended up being to an international peace conference sponsored by the French ambassador to the United Nations, which was 30 young people from 25 different countries living together for a month and together learning about the history, population, and architecture of probably the most beautiful region of France in the Dordogne, where the cave paintings are and some of the best wine and et cetera, et cetera.
What do you take away from it this many years later?
Well, for one thing, my best friend, one of my very best friends at that conference was a man from Russia. And it was the height of the Cold War. And, you know, to be friends with a Russian at that time was just amazing. One time, actually, it must have been 1964. A year, that many years ago yesterday, because it was the 14th of July, it was Bastille Day, we were swimming in a river and came upon a mostly sunken boat that was in the river, just a little rowboat, and we kind of clambered in, and I laughed and said, Vadim, who would believe that together an American and a Russian sank a French boat? And he said, Mary, you can't joke about things like that. So it was very serious, and he said something amazing to me. He said, Mary, I just think you should be able to criticize your government. I mean, that was kind of such a bottom line thing for me, which really resonated. And to be friends and to get to know these young people from all over the world was such a deepening experience that I think, politically, anyway, I was always pretty much of a liberal, but I think that really deepened my understanding of the world in a way that just couldn't be replicated. I also have a great story to tell with my philosophy major. I think the world has passed on that I can tell this story a little more publicly. But my senior paper in philosophy was called Towards a New Theory of Mind, and it was about LSD. And part of it was a tape recording of the entire trip. I would turn on my tape recorder during the second time I took LSD. I remember handing my paper in. I had some written things too, and I think I also made a picture and sent it in to him. And I remember knocking on his door one day, and he came. He opened the door kind of looking a little pale and said, could you come back later, please? I'm listening to your tape now. And then I did come back, and I got an A on that paper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a story.
And to me, that really, you know, that meant a lot, because it meant a lot to me and my growth in. And I think it was, I still think it was a very valid paper. And I think now we've come kind of full circle in a lot of ways. And they are, again, looking into psychedelics as a way to help understand the mind and to help people who are having psychological problems. One of the things that I think is telling about Antioch, because I remember when I first, when I got there, they said, okay, we're having a meeting for all the transfer students. I said, oh, great, now they're going to tell me what all the rules are. And they talked about how important discretion was. And I said, wow. And to me, that is kind of the Antioch. You know, it does give you, it's harder in some ways because you are more responsible for yourself, and Antioch gives you the understanding that yes, nobody else can be responsible for yourself except you, you know, which also fit in very well to the philosophy of, I was learning at the time, with the existentialism and so forth, you know, we are all responsible for ourselves, and I think that is such an important message. And so glad you are designing your own courses, and some of that continues today. And it was interesting because after those years of going to school, when I ended up actually, my graduation date is 67, but I actually was done with my coursework in 66, but I didn't have enough work credits. So I moved as soon as I left campus. I drove and got an apartment on Haight Street in 1966. Have you been to San Francisco?
Briefly. I haven't spent a whole lot of time there. But
well, it was across from a place called Buena Vista Park, just like two blocks from the corner of Haight and Ashbury. And it was an amazing time, certainly, to be there. And I had a couple of different jobs as I worked there, and then moved up to Northern California for many years. But and then was able to finish. And actually, my graduation date was 67. But I think it kind of underscored again. I mean, they wouldn't let me graduate until I had the work credits. I think that is one of the most essential parts of what Antioch is. Part of maturity and growing up and learning about the world is also learning that we are all responsible for ourselves. Nobody, you know, as you know, any rule that you have, anybody makes, can be broken, and it's almost tantalizing sometimes for kids to break rules, you know. But to say you're responsible for yourself is, once you grasp what that means, it's a little bit daunting, and also very liberating in a lot of ways.
Do you think you would have discovered that had you stayed at American?
Well, I think I would have broken rules and probably gotten into trouble if I'd gotten caught, you know,
yeah.
Those kind of things. Already, one time, they had rules like girls had to be in the dorm at a certain hour, and if you got too many late minutes, then you got punished. And my punishment was was first I had to go in front of this court, and they said, why do you have so many late minutes? I said, because I didn't leave early enough to get back in time. So then my punishment was go to listen to the president of the college give a talk. and it really, those kind of constraints don't teach you anything. They just sort of teach you how to break the rules if you need to. Whereas I think at Antioch, if you realize, hey, you're responsible for yourself, it's a much deeper learning experience. And perhaps it's interesting to talk about this, but what my work eventually was, so after I moved to California and eventually lived more or less communally in Northern California, and looking around, I said, oh my gosh, I have to get a job. And I could have been a school teacher in town. I could have worked as a barmaid. I could have been a secretary for a lawyer. But that's about all in this little town where I lived. And I realized I never wanted to be a teacher. I never liked school till I got to college. But I thought, I think that's the best. And I ended up eventually in early childhood education, which is a phenomenal, wonderful philosophy, very different than elementary education, and very close in many ways to Antioch's philosophy, because it takes into account the whole child, their emotional and social development, as well as intellectual development, which so often in elementary schools, they don't pay enough attention to a child's emotional and social development. They just, you have to learn these spelling words and to do this math. And, you know, so much more goes into education. You know, educare, to lead, is what education is about. So I think that also really influenced me going into early childhood education, which I felt was kind of a full cycle to my beginning of wanting to do some kind of work to help the world be a better place. I ended up thinking perhaps this early childhood education may be one of the best ways, if we could only give the children in the world the very best education. And again, education in terms of social and emotional development, so they felt not only okay, not only that they could do math and so forth, but they felt okay about themselves and other people and could get along with other people. Well, it would certainly help the world.
You just heard Mary Mayshark, class of 1967, speaking with second-year student Thomas Amrine. I'm Rachel Isaacson, and this is the Antioch Word. Find other episodes of our podcast at wyso.org or subscribe to Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. Thanks for listening.